Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Welcome. We're glad you're there. Welcome, one and all. Tell me what's on your mind by picking up the telephone, 800-228-0550. That's the telephone number. We'd love it if it's in your favorites. So it's nice and easy. Just one touch and you call us. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. One way to weigh in and tell us what's on your mind. Another would be email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can go to our Facebook page. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Is that the
I brought my phone today.
If you have it, okay. You can.
I'm not going to make that mistake twice in a row.
That's the voice of Todd, the radio god Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon, and we're glad to have you. We're actually making a stop on our best places to work tour today. I love doing these. They're so fun because... Braun Intertech, have you seen their trucks? The white trucks with the green lettering or the green trucks with the white lettering? I've seen them everywhere. What is Braun Intertech? I wonder what the heck the deal is with Braun Intertech. Well, it's a Minnesota company. About 1,000 folks, just under 1,000 folks that are employee owners of the company, that work for the company. And they've moved over in the last number of years from Minnesota and expanded and done a lot of work here, and they are desperate for employees. And like many folks, looking for an expansion of their workforce, specifically in two areas. If you have experience and you're a geotechnical engineer, or you have experience and you're a construction materials testing technician, they would put you to work right away and put you on the track to being an employee owner. We're going to talk with folks that do those positions so I can learn a little bit. What does a geotechnical engineer do? What does a Braun Intertech do? And to learn a little bit more about the company and also their benefits and competitive pay. I said, well, what are those jobs paying? They said, look, if you're a geotechnical engineer, you're a construction materials testing engineer, 3 to 5 years experience, you're going to come to work for us and make more than you're working now. Just as simple as that. So it's a pay raise, and it's a chance to live where you want to live, and they have locations all throughout North Dakota. So anyway, we'll be doing that today on the program as well. Thursdays were brought to you by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about them at secureenergyfuture.org. Coal needs to be a vital part of an all-of-the-above energy solution going forward. We need every energy source, and right now there is a war on coal, and we need more members of the Army defending common sense. And help us do that by going to secureenergyfuture.org. Okay, now we get to find out what's on your mind today. By the way, Lynn Helms will also be here in about an hour. The individual that heads up the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota, and a new round of numbers are out for oil and gas production. Bit of a surprise because March numbers were up, and with February being down from January, everybody thought we were on a downward trend, but it was up just a little bit, but it's up. So that's the big news. We'll get into some more news on that today on the program as well, so I want to talk about that. And what's on your mind? That's the question we asked, so we can talk about some things in the news. I'm a little embarrassed because I'm normally not fond of the blame game when it comes to accidents, you know, especially like, with what happened with the Amtrak train derailment between Washington, D.C. and New York. I mean, literally within hours of this, you had politicians saying, we need more funding for Amtrak, or we need more infrastructure funding. I think the Democrats said we need more Amtrak funding, and there were some Republicans that said, see, we need more infrastructure funding. Well, I did a little bit of the blame game myself. I put up a post on Facebook yesterday about a story that I had read related to positive train control, something called PTC. And this is something that's caught up in a lot of bureaucracy, and there's some union shenanigans going on here. Unions on one hand say they're for it for safety reasons, but they don't like it because it could reduce the size of crews, right? The FCC... And a number of government agencies are slow walking this. This has been proposed for years, back when Bush was president, and passed. We're going to do this. The government is going to do this, and it still hasn't happened. We know now that train was going twice the speed limit. Okay, So I will say this. The folks that said we need more funding for Amtrak and we need more funding for infrastructure, we're all wet. What we need is a train that goes the speed limit. And at least my blame game would actually have made a difference here because the train was going twice the limit that was supposed to be going. But anyway, I want your take on the blame game. And also, if you're in the railroad industry, I'd like your take on the positive terrain control. My understanding and my information leads me to believe that there is some union shenanigans going on. And while saying they're for it, really are not for it because it would mean less crews. So tell me if I'm right or wrong, if you're in the railroad world. I'd like to know there. We have some interesting developments on the oil crude export ban. We have now a Senate proposal. You have Senator John Hoeven and Senator Lisa Murkowski, who happens to be chair of the Senate Energy Committee, pairing up with Senator Heidi Heitkamp in sponsoring legislation that would do that. Now, that's the good news, because it's bipartisan, right? Unfortunately, Senator Heidi Heitkamp right now is the only member of the United States Senate, a Democrat, that's in favor of it. And while it's great she's in favor of it, this is another opportunity for Senator Heitkamp to bring other Democrats on board. It's not enough to be for something. You've got to get some others to do it with you. So I think it's a great news. And lifting the current ban on exporting crude is a no-brainer, in my view. That's what's on my mind. I want to know if that's on your mind as well. One last thing I'll throw out before we go to the calls here, and feel free to comment on any of this, agree, disagree, whatever, as usual. We took a few calls yesterday related to concerns from motorcyclists about the location of beehives, okay? And my first inclination was to have some sympathy for the motorcyclists out there that might be chewing on bees. Unfortunately, you know, right? And you're cruising along on the bike, and whack, you take a bee. And then the calls, we had a number of these for Congressman Cramer yesterday on the program. The lion's share of the calls were saying, you know, beehives shouldn't be located along roadways because it's not safe for me, the motorcyclist. Okay, that was you know, most of the calls. I woke up, I don't know why, at 4 a.m. and I started scratching my head about this. Because I started rethinking my sympathy for the motorcyclists and shifting my sympathy for the bee farmer. Because if I'm a bee farmer and I locate on either land I own or land that I lease, you know, private land, some bees, why should I have to accommodate a individual who chooses a mode of transportation that can have them come smack dab in front of running into a bee? In other words, this isn't a problem for me as a guy that drives a Ford F-150 from S&S Motors in Watford City. You know, Todd doesn't have a problem because he's got that beautiful Mercedes windshield protecting him, right?
And my Schwann Buick, of course.
Yes, or your Schwann Buick, exactly. But if I choose a motorcycle, I'm going to drive the pocket rocket. God bless you. It's America. You can drive one. I'm not against it, but I don't think it should. I don't think it should then dissuade me or cause my livelihood to have to be done differently on private property. So I'm actually swung the other way. Am I right or am I wrong? That's a question for you to ponder today on the program as well. And we've gotten a lot of calls and feedback on that, mostly on the side of move the darn bees away from the road. Really? Because I choose to, you know, I mean, really, if I choose to use a motorcycle as my mode of transportation, isn't the responsibility on me to avoid pitfalls that are out there? That's what I think. I'm thinking differently about this, but I want your take. At 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's go up to Devil's Lake. Arlen, what's on your mind on this fine Thursday?
Well, first of all, Scott, tell them to have a windshield and then put a helmet with a shield on it. And they won't get a bee in the face. But anyway, I was calling about, I heard a guy call the other day about Devil's Run, and it's the 29th, 30th, and 31st in May. It's always a week after Memorial Day. We're expecting about 1,000 cars. There's new hotels in Devil's Lake now, a couple new ones the last 2 years, so there's plenty of room to accommodate people. Yeah, there's all kinds of events going on. I help sponsor a 21 and under for kids that are, we promote the street routing for youth. There's a corral on Sunday for kids, for young men and women, 21 and under. We judge the cars, and Snap-on Tools, Jeff Millar out of Grand Forks, gets about $800 away in prizes. The college gives away scholarships.
It sounds like a great event. We heard some. We were asking actually one day this week about just some things we should do to cure our spring fever and get out. And so that was one of the examples that came up, the Devil's Run car show in Rodman.
Yep.
And we had some other fellows, Jerome Zimmerman from the North Dakota Street Rod Association sent us a note that we could direct listeners to GreaterDakotaClassics.com.
That's exactly right. You can even even if you Google Devil's Run Car Show or whatever, Greater Dakota Classics, that's Stan Ornish's website, and it'll come up. The collector car auction will come up, which is on Saturday. I think they're expecting between 50 and 80 cars for that.
Sounds good, Arlen. Thanks for the good plug, and look forward to seeing you in Devil's Way. Sounds like a lot of fun. We'll be there on the 21st, too, by the way. Jeremy next in Jamestown. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
The New Holland T8000 Series Trackers have arrived at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. Five models up to 270 PTO horsepower let you focus on farming, not on steering. That's because they're ready to use the optional IntelliSteer auto steering system right from the factory. The state-of-the-art guidance system allows you to make near-perfect rows on every pass. So focus on farming, not on steering. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and learn more about the T8000 Trackers from New Holland.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mottawa Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself, or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Best places to work tour takes us to Braun Intertech in Bismarck today off Airport Road, where we're broadcasting live. A little later on in the program, we're going to meet a number of folks, actually about four different folks that we'll have a chance to visit with, a geotechnical engineer, a construction materials testing technician. If you have experience in those two areas, they're looking for you at Braun Intertech. And we're also going to just find out about the benefits package here and also just a little bit more about this company. What is it? It's north of 800 employee owners of Braun Intertech that are part of this this company now. So looking forward to finding out more about them on our Best Places to Work tour. We had a few calls over the last couple of days from motorcyclists concerned about beehives being located along highways. And as I mentioned earlier, my first concern was for the safety of the bike riders. But upon further review, my thought is this. Just because you decide to ride a motorcycle, why should private property owners or bee farmers have to disrupt their livelihood? Enlighten me here. Let's talk a little bit about that today on the program as well. We're brought to you on Thursdays by the Center by the Coalition, rather, for a Secure Energy Future. SecureEnergyFuture.org is a website I would encourage you to check out. If you only do this, it'll be worth you going to SecureEnergyFuture.org. Find out how much proposed changes to carbon regulations, you know, what the EPA wants to do to the coal industry, but more importantly to you. In other words, you might bake donuts for a living, okay? And say, what does it matter to me? Well, how much more is it going to cost to bake donuts? And how much more of the paycheck is it going to take for the person who bakes donuts to heat the home that you live in? You'd be impacted in two ways. You say, that doesn't impact me. Yes, it does. It impacts everything because the cost of electricity impacts the cost of everything, number one. And number two, just pull out your MDU bill, pull out your Xcel Energy bill, your Cass County Electric bill, your name your utility. If electricity goes up, it's going to cost you more, okay? So find out how much proposed changes to these carbon regulations could impact your monthly energy cost. Very easy to calculate it with a little feature they have at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Check that out, okay? Jeremy is on the road in near Jamestown listening on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. 701-258-0550 to weigh in on the topics of the day. Hey, Jeremy, what's on your mind?
It's Jamie.
Oh, hey, Jamie. Sorry, I had the wrong name.
And no problem. And the bees things. The bees are foragers, and the bee farmers, I've seen the beehives a half mile from the road, and the bees still cross the road. They're going to go wherever the flowers are, and they can get the honey, nectar for the honey. So really, the bees cross the road isn't because they're parked, the hives are stationed next to the road. It's because they happen to have found a field of flowers on the other side of the road. And they'll cross that road regardless of how far from the road they're situated.
So, yeah, I hear you. Are you saying that, you know, in other words, if they were located a mile off the road, 2 miles off the road, if they happen to think crossing that road is going to get them to, an opportunity to pollinate, they're going to do it. So it doesn't really matter where they're located. And the idea of moving the beehives wouldn't necessarily eliminate the problem of motorcyclists eating bees. Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is the bee farmers situate the bees next to a field that's on the same side of the road where they initially want to pollinate, but if there's another field on the other side of the road, they're still going to cross because the bees will head to either one. They try to situate them on the same side of the road as what the field that they want them to pollinate is, but they will cross the road if there's another field on the other side of the road that they can pollinate also.
Right. But what I gather from that is it doesn't really matter where the bees are located.
They're going to be crossing the road.
Right, they're going to be crossing the road no matter what you're locating because they're going to be doing what bees do. So so that says to me it doesn't necessarily make any sense to say, well, move them because you're disrupting my ability to ride a bike and not have to eat a bee. Is what I'm gathering from what you're saying. Jeremy, appreciate the call, though, and the insight. Thank you, Don and Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Yeah, see, I realize that the bees are going to travel. No matter how far you put them away from the road, bees are going to travel. You know, even if they're not somebody's bees and they're just wild bees, you're going to find a bee. But when you have the hives so right next to the road, the concentration is so high, you can't not run into them. If the concentration was further off the road, you wouldn't have so many bees to hit.
Well, somebody texted us a note that said dead bees don't make honey, right? So, in other words, I don't think there's an incentive to put them by the road and have them be hit by cars, trucks, motorcyclists, whatever, because that doesn't do anybody any good anyway.
The only reason they're put right next to the road is for ease of access, which I can totally understand. You know, the closer they are to work, the better off you are. When you get a rainy day like this, you don't have to not be able to get to your bees because they're right next to the road. I understand that. But you can get semis out into a pasture to load cattle. You can get semis of anhydrous taken out into your field. There's no reason you can't have a truck that'll get out to where the bees need, you know, where the bees are at.
Right. And look, I know there's a reason for them doing what they're doing. I guess the reason I'm bringing this issue up is because the sentiment we were picking up yesterday was, I'm a motorcyclist. I want to ride my motorcycle without being able to hit a bee. So you, Mr. Bee Farmer, or you, Mr. Landowner, ought to, you know, disrupt your business model to accommodate me. I don't like that.
No.
Upon further review, that seems to me to suggest that that just because I choose a mode of transportation that could, you know, put me in direct contact with you, that I think you ought to do what you do differently. I don't like the idea of that. That doesn't sound like very, very North Dakota to me. Robbie in Williston, am I right or am I wrong?
Hi. Yeah, I think they should put bee crossing signs up, but put them in slower traffic zones so they don't get hit when they cross. They do that with deer crossing, but they always put the deer crossings in high speed areas, and I don't understand that. They should put it in lower speed zones so that people don't hit the deer or the bee, whichever the case.
Bee crossing signs. That's a new one. All right, Robbie. Thank you. Troy, calling from somewhere in the central North Dakota. What's on your mind?
Oh, good morning, guys. I get a kick out of that. Yeah, I've never seen a bee read a road map, but you would pick up a bee box and try to carry it, especially after a day like today when we've got the rain. They need to be close to the road. They need to be accessed with their vehicles, their trucks, their forklifts, and so forth, so that they can work with the bees. That's one of the reasons they're placed where they are. I have bees on my property, and they're both placed. One is relatively close to a county road. Another one is close to my yard because that's the easiest access point for the beekeepers to reach them. So I appreciate your show, guys. Thank you.
All right, thank you, and appreciate the insight as well. And my point is simply this, and somebody tell me if I'm wrong. I'd love to hear from a motorcyclist on this. Should Troy, as a landowner, be prevented from contracting with a bee farmer to put bees where they go for logistical reasons, as he's explained, just because it's an inconvenience to you who decides to drive a motorcycle? That's my question. Dale,
hey, maybe it's none of your beeswax who drives a motorcycle.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's hard to get a meal for $4 these days unless you stop at a Petro's Serve USA location and get that 4-for-$4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, 20-ounce drink, and your choice of two cookies, all that for $4 all day, every day at a Petro's Serve USA location. Helping America fuel better, too, because you have choice at the pump when you fuel up at a Petro's Serve USA location under that red, white, and blue banner. That's right. Everything from E15 to E85 and E10, and they've got it all. Your choice. Helping North Dakota fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And there's a Petro's Serve USA location near you. When you stop, grab and go some great specials like Mike and Ike and hot tamales for 99 cents or Jack Link 2-ounce beef sticks, 2-for-$5. Load up on Nestle Pure Life Water 20 packs for only $3.99. Gardetto's $1.29 a bag. Pop-Tarts 2-for-$1. Or those great Deli Express sandwiches are only $1.99 too. At a Petro's Serve USA location near you, Petro's Serve USA, helping America fuel better.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You. you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Top of the hour, we're making a stop on our Best Places to Work tour. Love doing these. Always a great time. We're Braun Intertech today. They're Bismarck location, just off Airport Road, but they have locations throughout North Dakota and a number of states, as a matter of fact. Tell you more about that in a moment, so stay tuned for that coming up on the program. You're having too much fun with the B conversation, aren't you, Todd? We have a little chat feature where we can talk, chat offline, and Todd has filled that up with bees, and more bees. So yeah.
Hey, apparently you've been a little off on the buzz lately.
yes, exactly right. Anyway,
I actually also took a picture of our call screener thing that with everybody calling about bees. Every single line was about bees.
That's right. Well, it happened yesterday as well.
I had no idea.
And I've opened up a hornet's nest, no pun intended, by suggesting that I'm with the bees more than the bikes.
I think we need to swap out our bumper music the rest of the day and use either The Police or Sting solo.
Oh, I like Sting. Yeah, that's good. Very good. All right. We're going to meet some of the folks from Braun Intertech in just a moment here, but I do want to give the callers that have been waiting a while to weigh in on the B-gate comment to a chance to weigh in. Hey, John and Minot, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is my thoughts on the bees. I drive down the highway a lot in the summer, and it's almost like clockwork in certain areas. All of a sudden, you got the machine gun and bees going off on your windshield. And say I hit 5 every day I'm on the windshield, and 500 more people hit 5 of them. That's 2,500 bees dead in a day. What economic sense does it make to have your bees close to the highway? Forget the motorcycle. I mean, you hit bees, grasshoppers, birds on your motorcycle naturally, but just to have that happen day after day, and they say there's, 60% less bees now because of the mite? Maybe it's because of the windshield. That's my thoughts on that.
John, I hear you. Although I would imagine that the folks in the industry would, if that were the case, would move them if it made sense to do that. But we'll ask a beekeeper to answer your question. Thanks for the call, Dale in Bismarck. What's on your mind?
Hi there. I've been riding bike for since I can remember, and I've done this all over the U.S. What I've noticed, this is the first state I've ever lived in where there was a you didn't have to wear a helmet. Now, let's get to the real problem. The problem isn't the bees. The problem is bikers that one of two things or combination. They don't want to put a windshield on the bike, or they flat refuse to wear a helmet with a face screen. Having driven all over this country and in all kinds of areas, I don't care where you go, you're going to have some bugs. And some places, you're going to have some big, nasty bugs. If you do not want to get hit in the face with them, that's one reason. If nothing else, I'd wear a helmet with a face screen, whether it was required or not. Now, these people don't want to wear a helmet with a face screen and don't want to put a windshield on their bike. Bottom line is, I have no sympathy for them. It's not the bees' problem. It's their problem.
Dale, appreciate the call. Bruce, Norris, South Dakota. Where's Norris anyway, Bruce?
It is South Central.
Just South Central. Just about to Nebraska. We're glad you're listening today. I want to set your mind. Tell me your thoughts on this topic.
Well, I drive motorcycle and I drive a school bus, and I know there's one spot in my route where there's bees right by the road. I bet I hit 10 of them a day with a bus, and it just seems to me like one of the previous callers said that the beekeepers, for them, that they'd want to locate them just a little further off the road, and we also have some bees on our property, and you know that some other people have, and they're about a mile off the highway, but close to a gravel road, and that to me makes a lot more sense.
Appreciate that call, Bruce. Thank you. One more before we chat with our guest from Braun Intertech here today, Rocky in Valley City. What's on your mind?
Hi, good morning, Scott. I guess I'm probably just going to be repeating what some of the other callers said, because I was a motorcycle rider and also a landowner. I've got just a couple small farmsteads out here. I've got bees on both of them. You know, I support the beekeepers, and as a motorcycle rider, I have to say I kind of fall in the category of, if you don't like getting hit with bees, wear a helmet. I don't, but if I get hit with a bee, I know that's my choice. You know, I don't really choose to, but it's kind of it's just what happens when you want to ride without a helmet. You feel the open wind in your face, you know, and there's a lot of other bugs out there that are worse. I mean, grasshoppers, birds, they're on the highway. Probably one of the worst threats is just things that come off vehicles. If you're going past farm machinery, you've got mud rocks, you've got sometimes semis are kicking up rocks, you've got people throwing cigarette butts out at you, you know, when you're in traffic. I mean, any number of things. So, I mean, it's just kind of an inherent risk of riding a motorcycle.
But it's
so
one you choose.
Not to wear a helmet.
Yeah, if you're choosing your mode of transportation, that's sort of what started this whole thing for me. Appreciate the call, Rocky, and the thoughts in Valley City. Thanks a bunch. And Dave and Dickinson, Brian and Williston, Marion Bismarck, Cameron, Amanda, and we'll get to all of you on this topic and others as well today on What's on Your Mind. So I mentioned we're doing one of our best places to work tour stops, and always love doing these. Mark Kelleher is the operations manager for North Dakota's Braun Intertech. Mark, nice to have you.
Thanks, Scott. Nice having you here.
We enjoy being here today, and it's great fun. I love the place we're at in North Dakota right now. We're a company like Braun Intertech, which did Braun start in Minnesota?
Yeah, we're based in Minneapolis. Started in 1957. Jack Braun founded the company, so we are a Minneapolis-based company, Minnesota.
And how many years have you been with the company?
I've been with them 28 years.
Well, just
in March, so.
And seen an enormous expansion in North Dakota with the growth, right?
Yeah. I've been pleased to be a part of that. Started at our office in St. Cloud, Minnesota, originally from central Minnesota, and came to Fargo in 1994. And then with the extended growth and the impact of the oil and construction, we opened offices in Dickinson, Williston, in Minot. We've had offices in Fargo and Bismarck, so took part of that, and it's been great, very busy.
What is Braun Intertech?
Well, essentially, we do several different things related to engineering. We are geotechnical engineers, soil engineers. We provide assistance to architects and structural engineers for design, given them the soil parameters they're dealing with for whatever construction project it might be. We offer then, when the project goes to construction materials testing. We're on site with inspectors, reading plans and blueprints and testing materials as they arrive. We offer environmental services, non-destructive testing. We're involved with the oil pipelines, shooting the welds when they weld those pipes together. So quite a variety.
Who's your customer generally then?
Well, it's a variety. We work for governments, state governments, counties, cities, contractors. We might work for architects.
Whoever's building something, huh?
Yeah, that's right. And it's written in the contracts, though that's decided ahead of time, not by us, who will be taking care of those services, and we engage with those individuals.
And you have quite a growth curve right now and an insatiable appetite for more people, right?
We do. We're continually looking. We've had some success, but we do want to get the word out that we're looking for geotechnical engineers, project engineers, construction materials testing technicians, and you know, if you have an interest in the field and engineering and outdoor work, you know, please stop by and see us.
and with experience especially, right?
Yeah, experience does help. We can train in some areas, but certainly as we get into the geotechnical engineering, that would require what we're hoping for is some people with some background and experience in that.
So if I'm a geotechnical engineer, or I'm a construction materials testing technician, or a project engineer, and I say, hey, I'm doing this now. I've got a few years' experience. I'd be interested in working for a company that is employee-owned and stable and been around all these years. Competitive pay, you do what it takes to hire these folks?
Absolutely. We understand the market. We know we need to be competitive, and we're aggressive on that, and encourage people to go to our website. That's the easiest way to make contact and look at what we have out there. www.braunintertech.com is the place to go.
Braunintertech.com. Braunintertech.com is what's going on right now. And by the way, do you have a training program for folks that fit with certain degrees to fit into these positions?
Yeah, we do. We have some internal training. There's also a lot of accreditations that are available, and we take care of all those for our employees, put them through those certifications, training programs. It's a win-win that we pay for those. They get it. It helps them on their career path. We can work with them on that.
And if I'm in one of these positions somewhere else right now, sell me on why I should consider a change to Braun Intertech. Why would I want to make the switch?
Well, I can, having worked 28 years with this company, it's hard for me to speak of an environment elsewhere. I have a lot of friends in the industry, though, and I hear of work environments elsewhere, and I can say that our work is very serious. We take it seriously, but at the same time, it's a relaxed atmosphere. We like to have fun, friendly. We're a family-friendly environment. We understand people have commitments away from the office. We try to work really hard to accommodate everyone, and we work really hard to understand people's desires for growth, career growth, where they want to be. So maybe if you're in a situation where you're looking at your immediate future and wondering where you can move to, at Braun Intertech, we're going to work really hard with you to see and move along the path that you'd like to.
And you have offices now pretty much in every corner of North Dakota, right?
5 offices. We operate a satellite office out of Watford City as well. So, yeah, we pretty well have it covered.
Yeah, so wherever you're at, and then, of course, obviously, Minnesota company. How many different states now?
Well, we have offices in Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, North Dakota, and San Antonio, Texas just opened recently as well.
That's great. What do you like best about working here?
Well, I enjoy the people I work with. I have to say, at the end of the day, that's what it is. Everybody generally uses similar equipment and technologies that are available, but it's the team that we have, the support we give each other, and I really like our teamwork that we have.
Well, thanks for sharing part of that story. Looking forward to meeting some of your team here and telling the story. And again, BraunIntertech.com, the website that will connect you directly to these opportunities. And before we're done, we'll talk with the HR folks just about the whole benefits package. And your colleagues here are your co-owners, right?
That's right. We're employee owners, so we've all got a stake in the success.
Yeah, it's a great story. Mark, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks to be on our Best Places to Work tour here today at Braun Intertech's Bismarck location off Airport Road, and Mark Callahar, the operations manager for Braun Intertech, our guest today on the program. We're going to meet some other folks coming up a little later on in the program, including some of the engineers and the folks that are doing these jobs, and also the HR folks as well from our location today at Braun Intertech. All right, we have a real live beekeeper that's going to join us on the program here after the break. So we'll get the perspective of somebody that's in the industry, because a few of the questions that have come up on this whole bee question have been, if I'm driving a car or a bus or a truck or a bike or whatever and I hit a bee, that's not a good thing. Why would
have
you
the questions been unbelievable?
They have been unbelievable. You're just having too much fun today, aren't you?
I know.
All right, so we'll go up to Cafe North Dakota and get that perspective when we come back from Gary, Brian, and Williston, and also Cameron and Amanda, and waiting to weigh in, too. So stay tuned. All that coming up live from Braun Intertech Bismarck today on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property right issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Spring has sprung. A chase on the lake. Warm temps are here, so don't miss out on a chance to stay a few nights on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Stay now through May 21st and get a great deal. Classic hotel rooms or condos. Relax by the pool. Massage in the Copper Door of Ada Spa and the only lakeside dining in Walker. Classic hotel room price, $79 a night. Classic two-bedroom, one-bath condo, $99 a night. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Use the promo code SPRING or call 888-242-7306. And celebrate the official kickoff to summer with a getaway for the entire family. Family fun and special savings Memorial Weekend at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. This offer is good May 22nd through the 25th and includes a bonfire, s'mores every night, movie night, ice cream social, open bowling, bingo, live entertainment at the 502, and special rates. $259 for two nights in a classic hotel room, $489 for three nights in a classic condo. Upgrades available too. Go to chaseonthelake.com or call 888-242-7306.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Before the top of the hour, brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. It's a little wet out there right now. It's one of the advantages of an Apache sprayer. You know, they have that light footprint, and they can get you in the field when you need to. So remember that as we get later in into a spraying time, that an Apache sprayer is one of the best of the best, and High Plains Apache can sell you one, new or used. They have some self-propelled use sprayers right now. They, by the way, have a great deal on low-interest financing available right now, too. HighPlainsApache.com, the website, HighPlainsApache.com. Don't forget that ET Egg Center, need a part, they've got it. 50,000 of the best of the best, not only for Apache, but any sprayer. They've got it. Anything in the egg application industry, really. They've got it. Nozzles, parts, the works. HighPlainsApache.com. They're in Mandan. They're in Fargo, south of Fargo, and Frontier as well. I tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Okay, Gary in Cathay, can you do me a favor and tell me why it is that beekeepers, want bees near roadways where, vehicles hit bees? Can you give me that scoop?
Well, it's like somebody else that's got, it's a matter of logistics, of being able to have a location where you have access, where you can get in, be able to get in at your trucks and your forklifts. It's a matter of that, a matter of being able to locate where there is the proper forage for the bees so they have a chance making a honey crop.
Do you lose a substantial amount of bees to road traffic?
No. Okay. It's very negligible. It really is. If it was a problem, then we would address that problem. But no, it's negligible now. In my case, we've got probably about a half a dozen yards locations that are within all 50 to 100 yards from a major roadway. And I believe in all cases, there may be, I think there's one that's an exception, but.
All right, that's very helpful. Appreciate that very much, Gary. Thanks a bunch. I knew we'd get some good expertise on the program, and we'll talk more about this if you want to. Some other folks waiting to weigh in as well. Philip Bailey is here, and Philip is a geotechnical engineer at Braun Intertech. We're on our best places to work tour. Philip, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Thanks for spending a little time with us. What does a geotechnical engineer do?
So we'll take a look at a site that someone's looking at developing or constructing something on. We'll go ahead of time and do some soil borings, figure out what's in the ground, and then provide recommendations for how to get that project up and out of the ground and constructed.
Is it fun?
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. There are a lot of things about it that I enjoy. It's technically challenging. You get to think outside the box and get to work with a variety of people on your team and a lot of different sized projects.
What types of projects are the most fun to work on?
I enjoy large projects where you get to work with a team of people and coordinate and run into some things that are a little out of the ordinary.
What would you say to someone that might be working somewhere else about why a move here to Braun Intertech would benefit them, fellow geotechnical engineers that do what you do every day?
You know, changing careers is a big decision, but Braun Intertech has been around for a long time. We have a lot of depth. We have a lot of people. And there's a lot of talent. There's immense opportunities for growth within the company. And it's always changing opportunities. So
doing what you do, you can do anywhere. But to do it with a company that gives you all kinds of opportunities. And in your case, you moved from Mankato, Minnesota to Bismarck, North Dakota, right?
Yep, you got it.
And North Dakota did pretty good because we didn't just get Philip. We got Philip and his wife and three kids.
Correct, yep, and one on the way.
And one on the way. When is the baby due?
She's due the 25th, so any day now.
That's fantastic, yeah. And so there's an addition of six fine individuals in the great state of North Dakota.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Working for a company. That's pretty cool, Phil. What do you want people to know about these positions?
You know, I want people to know that they're valued positions within the company. It's hard to find good geotechnical engineers with experience, and when we do find someone, we like to treat them as part of the team. They're part of the overall team of Braun Intertech, and we value them.
So why is it hard to find? Is it just not enough folks going into your field right now?
There was a stage where there was not a lot of people going into the field, and we're seeing that now. And there's a lot of demand for our field right now as well.
Very interesting. And are there other skill sets, other engineer, subsets of that morph well into this that folks, consider, hey, I'm gonna switch gears here and go the geotechnical route?
Yes, we have civil engineers that come on board, and, it's always something that you can learn, and there's always things from other skill sets that you can bring into the skill set to benefit all.
That's very interesting. BraunIntertech.com to find out more. And if you are, like Philip, a geotechnical engineer with experience, a lot of wonderful opportunities in every corner of North Dakota right now. They are looking for you. So come join Philip and the team. When's the baby due?
10 days.
10 days. Oh, my goodness. Exciting time. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for sharing a little bit of the story today. We appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
Glad you came over from Minnesota.
Yes, thank you.
I did too, a few years ago.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, 1984, for crying out loud. Seems like just yesterday. Anyway, Philip, thank you. Appreciate chatting with you today on the program as well. We're going to meet some more of the folks from Braun Intertech as we go throughout the program as well today, enjoying that very much. Philip Bailey, one of the geotechnical engineers at Braun Intertech. On our best places to work tour stop, BraunIntertech.com to find out more. Lynn Helms is going to join us, the Department of Mineral Resources Director, on the latest numbers on oil and gas production in North Dakota. Looking forward to that conversation coming up. Plus more of your calls to tell us what's on your mind on the program today. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? That is quite an honor, folks. And you know what? It's for good reason. This pillow is unbelievable. It adjusts to any sleep position. It does that with a very unique patented interlocking fill system. It also stays cool. There's no tossing or turning. Talked to one guy who said, you know, I used to have a pillow on the floor and swap it out every time I'd wake up from my pillow being too hot. Now I got the pillow you got, Scott, and the thing is unbelievable. It stays cool all night long. That's right. It's machine washable and dryable. It's non-allergenic. And the bottom line is it will not go flat. There's a 10-year warranty to back it up. 60-night money-back guarantee. That's how much we know you're going to love it. 2-for-1 pillow right now on the original classic deal to celebrate the official National Sleep Foundation pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and take advantage of that half-price deal. But hurry, hurry, hurry. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.